Agatha Christie's Magnolia Blossom, with Amelia Fox as Theo, Julian Ryan Tutt as Vincent, and Alex Jennings as Richard. Magnolia Blossom.
Sonia, hello.
Yeah, it's Vincent. Yeah. No, I'm on the mobile, but not on the train yet. Yeah, no. It's my lunch with Terry Parks. I'm going to have to cancel. That's right. Also, the 3 o'clock strategy meeting. If you could call... Can you call Brian and Linda? We want to reschedule for next Monday, so... No. No, it's going to be Monday before I can get back in and... family stuff, you know, father-in-law, so... Yeah. No, I don't think there's anything else, so... If you can avoid it, better not call, so... Shelley can handle anything that might come up, yeah. Great, thanks. Yeah, okay, see you Monday. Bye-bye. Bye. You came...
Good Lord, Vincent
East. I cannot believe you are here.
Fancy bumping into you.
I thought she won't come.
Both going to Paris. What a coincidence.
She won't. She'll change her mind. Something will come up.
I wonder if our seats are near each
She'll
other.
Text some funny, stupid message. Goodbye, Vince.
Amazing who you meet on the Eurotrain.
God, you are so beautiful.
Amazing who might just be passing and see you standing with an old friend.
You will see me, Aki. It suits you.
Not that Richard won't know sooner or later. Sooner rather than later, but somehow I'd rather be out of the country when he finds out. Is that unusually fastidious?
I want to kiss you, Theo.
That's terribly nice of you, Vincent, but we'll just have to wait. Shall we get aboard?
Well, I keep thinking to myself, you know, more champagne?
That's really a waste of thinking time, Vince. Not worth the energy.
No.
Or more champagne.
No, I mean, I wasn't thinking about that. I was going to say, why is it that whenever we try and talk about all the big things, you know, life, death, tax, love, hate, we always descend into cliché?
Some people manage not to. Shakespeare, Dante, Daffy Duck.
You think so?
Well, I always rated Daffy as one of the great originals, hoping time after time to do evil, but never quite making it. And never giving up. Admirable of the little black duck.
Despicable. I can't actually do Daffy Duck. Anyway, I suppose I was trying to say. Do you remember when we met? Yeah? That merchant bank Beano? And they'd hired the whole of Hampton Court and God knows how much it cost. And, the magnolia blossom was out. And you were wearing a magnolia dress. And the whole place seemed to smell of magnolia. And we were... Well, you were. I remember your hand, and there was a breeze, and some of the blossoms fell, and you caught them, and I looked at you, and I knew then that I would do anything, I would give anything in the world to have you. And that was a year ago, and, you know, this is our anniversary. And the magnolia blossom is falling again.
On the whole, Vince, I incline to the view that poetry is best left to the creative writing classes. I stick to business, you're good at that. Oh. And sex. You're good at that, too.
You are so unromantic.
I'm not. You should see what I'm wearing under this. I have sacrificed my comfort for your lingerie fantasies. Ow.
Ooh. Yeah, but that is not romance. That's the dressing, not the cake.
Am I a cake?
I could eat you. There's something about you. You are not like anyone that I have ever met before.
No?
Are you all right?
Yes.
What?
No. I don't know. I'll have another.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm here. I mean, never mind you. I can't believe it.
Well, you better. It's true. It's happening.
No, not yet. So far, it's a game we're playing. We think it's serious. Well, yes, okay, it's serious, only it isn't. But it will be when the news... when we release the story.
Come on, people don't care anymore. It's a different world. It's 2002. Well,
the tabloids are still the same, Vince. Adultery sells.
It's beginning to sound a little bit like Agatha Christie. Guilty couple scurries across the channel. Outraged vicars. John Major, shag spinster.
Richard is...
Yeah, he's just another rich guy.
There's going to be a good old-fashioned scandal.
Yeah, yeah, and we're going to be out of it. We're going to be in France, where they manage to be grown up about these things.
We'll be coming back. You'll be back next week.
What's he going to do? He's going to come up to me at the stock exchange and biff me, yeah? I say, you're bound. I put my wife down this instant.
I prefer Daffy.
Sorry. There's a lot of things the duck can do for you, Theo, but not everything. I hope. Come on. It'd be frantic, it'd be a little bit crazy, and then it'll be yesterday's news. You'll get over it. You know what? I don't really care if he doesn't.
If we're doing cliché, maybe we should start smoking.
Oh, no. I had enough trouble giving up.
When was that?
10 years, something like that. It's just such a pain working anywhere if you did. It was all that hanging around on the street for a quick gasp. It was easier to just give up.
I never did. A bit of dope occasionally, but... Well, Richard smokes cigars sometimes. I like that.
Mm.
No, I suppose I should say I used to like that. One of the things I liked about him... God, is there anything sadder than that? I used to like.
Why'd you do it?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Do you think you will?
I think I'll take a shower.
Mm-hmm. Fine. I'm going to catch up with CNN.
You couldn't resist it then, being out of touch. Even here and now.
What? Sorry?
Nothing.
This is the fourth meeting running in which there has been no change in the interest rate. Once again, it seems
good
as
show?
If the Chancellor's forecast
will
be correct.
You want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll need just a second. I just want to catch the FTSE first.
That's what I was saying. You can't leave it alone.
I can't leave you alone.
It's a compliment.
Financial problems threatening the future of Kerensky House, once seen as one of the stronger investment banks. The annual statement issued yesterday provides a gloomy picture of the bank's future. CEO Richard Darrell attempted to reassure investors and shareholders.
Bloody
the position is a purely temporary difficulty. However, overall forecasts are healthy and our pension fund managers are fully behind the board. The idea of a merger or even a hostile acquisition, which has been floated by some journalists, is total rubbish. Elsewhere in the city today...
They're going to take them over.
Who?
Well, maybe not. Maybe it's worse than that.
No. He said he was okay.
He said in City Speak that the jig was up. Run for the boat. Bankers and analysts first. You should know that, Vince.
No, look, I mean... what am I trying to say?
Oh, he's been odd lately. I should have seen it coming. Or seen something coming.
Come on. You've got your own profession besides...
No.
No, it's not your problem.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, it's not your problem now.
I have to go back.
What?
Well, I can't just walk out now.
You just did.
Stop it. Just let me...
What?
Finish your sentence, will you?
Yeah, of course. Go on. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If he's in financial trouble, whatever it is...
Yeah, sure. You just tell me how, you know, you owe him whatever and you can't do what you just did, you know? Why can't you? You decided to walk out on the guy. I don't know why, Theo. I just know that I thank God that you did because I love you and... Oh, I want to be with you more than anything in my life.
If you love me, can't you see why I have to be with Richard
now? Actually, no, I can't. Is this it? Well, you go, and we never see each other again except at some investment bank garden party. For God's sake! You owe me a reason. There has to be a There has to be a reason I can understand, so speak to me! Tell me why you have to go back.
Because it's the right thing to do.
For God's sake, Theo!
I'm sorry.
Yeah? No, don't tell me you're sorry. Sorry! You cannot do this to me, because I love you. Oh, Jesus, how sad is that? You can't do this to me, I love you.
I'll fly back.
No,
it's
I don't understand.
Quicker.
I don't understand.
I can assure you, Gordon, we're solid at base. A bit wobbly on top, yes. Well, that happens in business, but the financial foundations are firm. I'll keep your office in touch.
Theo, where the hell have you been?
Hello, darling. In Paris.
God, what were you doing there?
Having rather more fun than you. Actually, I wasn't having much at all. UNICEF called an on-the-spot meeting about the... Well, doesn't matter. What about you?
As you see, here I am.
Here you are. And?
You heard me talking to the Chancellor.
You sounded very confident. If I were him, I think I'd believe you.
But you're not.
No.
You're Theo, and you've always been able to see what I want, know what I say, work out where I'm going.
I always like the view from up here.
Something about a man with a really big tower that no woman can resist.
Yes, the fact that he has the money to build it. Except that it's never his own money. What is it, then?
The situation.
The situation. It isn't what you told the Chancellor, that's for certain.
No, well, in a way it is, but the wrong way round.
Do you want to explain that?
The foundations are not as firm as I led him to believe, as I have led the shareholders to
You're
believe.
You're only talking it up, though. There's nothing more.
No, but that's fair enough. I can do that. You need to inspire confidence. Of course you do.
But?
I hate that. There's always a but. But, in fact, the performance of our funds has not equaled expectation. We are overextended.
You've put money on bad horses.
We've put good money on bad money, which is worse. Well, you know how it happens. Well, you don't. Why should you? A couple of analysts, bright boys and girls who want to make a couple of bars this year, they got overexcited, thought we could beat our forecasts. Once it starts, dealers get involved. It can happen in minutes. That's part of the fun of it. You can make a fortune in minutes. Well, yeah, and you can lose one.
Actually, you can lose someone else's.
Exactly. Wrong decisions were made all the way up, and the shareholders and the fund holders are all going to see a considerable depreciation.
Considerable?
They are going to lose a lot, short term.
And? There's also always an and.
The sharks are circling. Two or three of the big houses have had their eyes on us for a while. Now, they'll put the move on us.
Take over?
If we fight it.
And you want to? Oh, this is it, is it? The board won't back you.
The board won't back me. I'm out, Theo. Out on my arse.
Your Savile Row arse, I assume. You'll get compensation for this. Your options are safe.
Given the share price, my options are useless. Given the Chancellor's feelings about fat cat businessmen, my compensation isn't going to be much better.
You're hardly going to be bankrupt, Richard.
No, of course not. And it isn't the money, anyway.
Where have I heard that before? It isn't the money, it's the power.
It's losing the job. That's what I do. The job. It's what I am.
Well, you'll get another one.
You think so?
I know so. That's what puzzles me.
Huh?
There's something else. I mean, this is a setback. It's happened to every half-decent CEO you know. It's experience. You'll be headhunted within a couple of years. So what is it, Richard?
Well, it's nothing, Theodora. I promise you, unless... I feel I've let you down.
What?
I know you're a professional and you have your own job and your life and, hell, your own money, but here you are. Things were bad and you came back from Paris to be here. You're here for me.
Dreadful phrase.
But here you are. Like you've always been, when I needed you. And what did I do? Screwed up the family store. Oh, my God, that'll be the chairman. I'll have to...
It's okay, I'll see you later, and, I'll book us in for dinner.
I'll be late tonight. Tim, hi, just a second.
Tomorrow night, Tonclair, okay? And it's on me, not expenses. We'll have to get used to paying our own way in the world.
Tim, hi, yeah. Theo dropped in. Right, so, let's look at,
I think I preferred the old place. It was smaller.
It certainly was. Wasn't Gordon Ramsay a student of Coffin?
I think so. Cheers.
You're looking really stunning.
When your husband tells you that, you...
You can believe it. Just thank you for being you, Theodora. And for being here.
My pleasure. That sounds trite, doesn't it? It isn't. No loss without gain.
Yes.
Then maybe you'd better fess up, Buster.
Hmm?
Something's wrong. Still wrong. I can read you, Richard. Not like a book, maybe, but... Well, say a billboard at 1,000 yards on a misty day.
And what's it selling?
It's selling something called Trust Me, I'm Your Wife. There is something...
Details. I mean, there always are.
If I'm going to help, I have to know.
Madame?
Yes, thank you. Finished.
If, when the bank is acquired by whoever, I'll go and there are, well, you know how it is. Things that you do, they seem fine, quite all right when you do them. And they are. Businessmen and women do them all the time. All the time. And you do your housekeeping and tidy up, and no one's the worse for it. Only sometimes there are bits left around.
Bits?
Letters. Papers. Things that are entirely innocent in themselves, but when they're matched with something else, often something totally dissimilar, years apart. People keep documents sometimes when all good business sense dictates shred them.
And what exactly does this jigsaw make up?
Exactly? It doesn't matter. In point of fact, theft.
Oh, bloody hell. Thank you. I'm the pig's foot.
Madame. Monsieur.
Thank you. It wasn't that. I mean, not theft as we know it, Jim.
How about theft as the serious fraud squad know it?
Yeah.
How could you be so stupid?
You can't shred everything. That's the problem. Look, this stuff didn't even kick in until the legislation 2 years ago. But linked to what's happening now at the bank.
And these papers, if they weren't there...
It'd look bad, but... nothing. An article in the FT. No, I'd be clear.
You don't have the papers?
No.
Well, who knows about them? They're not on the net or anything.
Only one hard copy. Only two people know. Maybe not even two. I know, but he probably doesn't realise the significance.
Will he?
Yes.
And will he hand them over to...
I don't know. And that's why I need your help, Theodora.
Go on.
The person who has them, Vincent East. You know him quite well, I think. You met him at the Bishopsgate thing last summer. He came to the house
yeah,
a couple
of... Vincent East, yeah. Right, yes, he's at your business. I thought it was in electronics.
He is, that's the sector. Well, where some correspondence we had, it'll come out.
And?
I want you to get them back for me.
What?
Go and see the guy. He likes you, he respects your work. He talked about you a lot. Ask me stuff. He'll listen to you.
Oh, Jesus, I can't believe this is happening. Why don't you go?
I can't. The financial press, if they got to know... They're watching me, not you. Besides, if I asked and it came out...
If it came to court, I wouldn't have to give evidence.
Can you do it? Could you do it? Will you do it, Theodora?
Well, I guess they do say for better or worse.
Now, can you tell me what the hell this is about?
I needed to see you, Vince.
Mm-hmm. Yep, at my office at this time of night. I mean, help me here, but the last time I remember seeing you, was that 3 days ago in Paris? Yeah, and I was saying I love you, and you were saying I'll fly, it's quicker. That was it?
Yes.
Yep, good, good. Just wanted to check, make sure I hadn't been eating infected burgers.
No.
What, then you really have come back?
No.
Then what?
Could you put the light on?
Yeah, do you mind if I don't? Because you can see right across the city at night. It's beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. Cities at night.
Yeah,
if you look to the north of Canary Wharf and...
Richard's offices.
Yeah, I used to think I'd get a telescope so I can look across on the off chance you might be there and maybe feel good and just seeing it there because it was connected with you.
I think that's a form of fetish.
Yeah, building fetishism is rather classier than underwear or shoes.
Oh, men and their towers.
See, you can still make me laugh, Thea. You really are something special.
Someone. Can we go for the one rather than the thing?
Yeah. A drink?
No, thank you.
No? You're very formal all of a sudden. Is this where we get down to business?
Look, it's not easy for me, Vince.
Ah, welcome to the club, not easy. No membership charge. Anyone can join. All you need is a bruised heart.
Oh, and a mastery of cliché.
Yeah, we keep coming back to that, don't we?
Listen, You have some papers, a file. Letters, actually.
Letters?
From Richard. It's about some company, one of yours, a silicate.
Yeah, Summerstown silicate. We did... Yes, there was a few years ago. The pension funds, they were investing in... If your husband's business goes... My God, he sent you.
I came of my own accord.
Yeah, sure you did.
Listen, there are 6 letters, no more.
Yeah, I know. Where was it? Yeah, the Silicate Company. I can see this could be, Doesn't it make any difference to you, Thea?
Doesn't what?
Well, your husband is theft. He's a thief. If this came out...
You didn't know?
Well, no, not just till just now. No, why did you come?
He couldn't. The press, he said.
Yeah, not that. You know I would never have used them. I couldn't. Not once you walked out on me. What kind of a person would... It would be...
Despicable. As Duffy might say, I know.
But you couldn't tell him that?
I came because he still loves me. That gives me an obligation.
Well, after this? After he sent you to do his dirty work? After you found out that he's a thief?
Once the letters are gone, he won't be.
Stop that. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, he loves me. That's why I came back from Paris, and that's why I'm here.
What now?
Destroy the letters or give them to me. It doesn't matter which. Shred them if you like. Here, now.
And after everything, why would I do that?
Because you're a better person than Richard is, and... Well, you're a better person than I am.
You're the one who's sacrificing yourself, Thea. Do you want to do this?
No, you do it.
Can you not see? You don't have to go back to him now. You've done what he wanted.
Yes, but how could I live with you, Vince, after what you've done for me? I've got enough obligation in my life already.
Oh, this is a nightmare. I simply don't understand. The man is a thief.
That's society's business, not mine. He did nothing to me, Vince.
No. He did nothing for you.
Look, he provides a very attractive lifestyle.
Yeah?
That amounts to something.
Does it? Is that enough? Do you want the shreds?
I don't think so. Thank you, Vince.
How can you say that after all we've been through?
Perhaps you could call me a taxi.
Yeah, fine, yeah. You wait in the lobby, night security will let you out. Goodbye. Jeez. Theo, I do love you.
Yes, I know. And your tower is bigger than Richard's, if that makes it any better. Goodbye, Vince.
Theodora?
It's done.
Really?
Really.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. God, you have saved my life.
I'm sorry, Richard. I'm a bit... Could you just give me some space?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, that was so insensitive. Let me get you a drink.
It wasn't easy.
No. Vodka tonic?
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't have asked. It was too much. It was...
Well, who else was going to do it? I mean, we are married, and that's what it's about sometimes. Obligations. But I didn't know. I thought it would just... That I could just... It would be...
Drink this. You had to, pay.
Well, there's always a price for information. You know that.
Oh my God. The bastard. He
what?
I am so sorry. Theo, I just never, ever, I didn't think...
What? That he would want to have sex with me?
It's all my fault.
On my back, on his desk. Or on the office couch, it's big enough. Or the carpet, it's shagpile, you know.
Stop it. It should never have happened. I should have thought...
I should have thought you did.
You asked me to wear the most alluring, wasn't that the word?
What?
Oh, I love you in the McQueen. It may be a bit tardy, but it's so sexy. And the hold-up stockings and lots of wine and brandy and into the taxi.
That's
and...
not true. I would never have...
While there's life, there's hope. And to save your life, I think you'd do just about anything.
Then why did you go, if you believe that?
Because once we were something, you and I, and I owed you for that. And because Vince and I might have been something one day, I owed him for that.
What?
When I came back from Paris, it wasn't UNICEF. It was Vince East.
You... bitch! Bloody bitch!
But I came back.
So you were laughing at me all the time over there with him? It didn't even matter, you were just laughing at me.
I broke it off with Vince in Paris. Tonight I went back for you, we did nothing.
Well, how can I believe that? How can I ever look at bloody Vince East again?
He knows you're a thief, but fine, you can look him in the face any day, but he's shagged your... What am I, Richard? The thing you can't do without. He shagged your thing, and you could never be in the same room again in your life. Oh, please.
Look, it's all right. It doesn't matter. I don't mind. We can go on. We'll get through this.
Will we?
Yes, look, I'm a thoroughgoing shit, but I'm a shit who loves you.
No, I really think you do. But then what's love got to do with it?
What?
I've discharged my obligations, Richard. I might see you around. I'll send for my things.
You can't do this.
Watch me.
I won't let you.
Don't forget the letters.
But you said they were destroyed.
Oh, you said you had no idea Vince would make a move on me.
You're both in this.
No. You and Vince are both in this. I'm out of it.
For God's sake! The letters! Are they... Did you...
If you're lucky, you'll never know. You can smell the magnolia blossom. Goodbye, Richard.
In Agatha Christie's Magnolia Blossom, Theo was played by Emilia Fox, Vincent by Julian Rhine-Tutt, Richard by Alex Jennings, and the television reporter by Ewan Bailey. Magnolia Blossom was dramatised for radio by Mike Walker and directed by Ned Shyer.